It's we had a machlokes Amarayim. What's the pshat in machlokes Tanoim? The Mishnah. Remeir said it was a safek with a shchimra or bari. So Remeir says, question was to bring a raya. Chum say, what is called a raya? The makabel has to bring a raya. And that it was a bari. And Mary says that the noise has been right that it was a shchimra. And machlokes amarayim is what kind of raya are we talking about? How much amos called raya? Is it raya be'edim or is it raya be'kiyim shtaris? That was machlokes Rav Huna. And Chizkiya Rabbi Huna. And what I said also, the same machlokes is Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Kasha to Rish Lakish from the Mayas of Bnei Brak, where there was a debate whether or not the kid was a cotton or not, and they asked Rabbi Akiva. They wanted to take him out and check if he had Cyrus. And they said, first of all, it can't be Menavelim. Second of all, it's not going to help. Simon also understands Machamisa. So the Chagav I saw today, we had a problem with the Rishbam. Rishbam says they can't sell the Chosin. We're in the Kuftan Hay, says he can't sell the Chosin until he's 20. So what's our Gemara talking about? So someone adds in the Rashbam, when he says that, in other words, that the Madama, that it has to be 20, it could be, it has to be 20 plus Shtei Cyrus.
I mean, if you don't have Shtei Cyrus, you can never sell?
That's right. So Melo, if it's over here, when we say cotton, I guess the kid was 20, according to this child. Child was, did he have Shtei Cyrus? So besides being 20, also the Shtei Cyrus, maybe that would be a Yishuv for the Rashbam. But upon him, so in the middle of the question, what does Rabbi Yochanan want from Rish Lakish from this Braisa? Dr. Gemara, Bishlama Lididi Raya be'edim. If the Raya is with Eidim, Kimandama Lukuchos. Aisu Eidim, Voyashkechu, Hanin the Kos of Amru, Vamrule, Maulabaitkai. If the Raya they have to bring is Eidim, not Kim Shtaris, so then we can understand what went on over here. Lekuchos, have to bring a Raya that they're being Maitzi Chalal Raya. Right, they want to be Maitzi. They have to bring a Raya that the kid wasn't a kid. They're able to sell it. So if you can't always have Eidim. So maybe they want to bring, they want to take him out and check him out. Look at Rishbam. Bishlam Medea, they mean a raya. Nam Rabbanim Masnisin. Hamaychol raya and a raya beidim. Shabari haya. Viigma matnasa imiyada yarsh. Machinami bikshul. Kuchas lasses kach. Levakesh eidim. The doctor, the Rishbam said, Viigma matnasa imiyada yarsh. The first mass, why is he saying yada yarsh? The Mishnah, the guy's not dead, the Chayra. Mishnah is a shayla, whether it's a bari or a shchimra. He wants to be chayzer. He got out. He's not sick now. And the shayla is whether he was sick, whether he was bari or shchimra b'shas matana. So why does Rishbam throw in that he's getting it, that they're in the Mishnah, they're collecting it from the Yarshim? Top. Achinah bichshul kucha is las is kach. Uvakish edim kedei litra mechon miyada Yarshim. So then it's okay, we couldn't find Aiden. So now they want to take the guy out and see if he has some on him. Ella Ludidoch, Damit Raya Bakim Shnar. You hold that it's enough to be a Raya, the Shnar is a valid Shnar. Once we prove the Shnar is a valid Shnar, so you're not Nemon anymore, there's no Migu. You're not Nemon to say that there's a problem here, because the Shnar is valid, so you don't have any Migu anymore. So if that's true, Lam Lebaitkar, L'kayim Shtarayu, big deal, B'mkayim Shtar, B'lukmi, B'nichsi, L'kayim Shtar, M'stama, Ein Eid, M'chayis M'l Shtar, M'kayim Asa Gadol, So once, if you're talking to be Mekayim the Shtar, so then that itself will be proof that the kid's a gadol.
Why? Why?
Why? Because if the kid's a cotton, the baby might not sign to the star. This guy will be. This will be sure. The guy, if he's read 18, just Shaway Osiris, what we just said before, then they'll be sure. Because they say that they're not going to sign the star unless they know that he's a godly. Because if he's a cotton, they can't make Kenyan. But maybe 18 plus Osiris, okay. Al Kapanim, the Gemara is saying that if Adam signed, then itself will be Raya. If it's the valid star, and then we'd know that he's a gadol. So Melo, what's the problem? Why do you got to take the kid out and look for the Cyrus? And the Gemara, Misabris, Nichsim Cheskes Be'im Mishpacha, Kaimi, why are you thinking that the issue over here is Nukuchas are trying to take away the Nechasim from the B'nai Mishpacha? Because of the Umari, Nichsi Mecheskas Lekucha is kind. They already got it. They were able to typhus it. Because the Mishpacha become Mari, and they're saying they was a kid. He wasn't a gadol. Like the Rishbam, Basi Yerushim Kamari, I'm a cotton haya. Like then to fast them. Hasam Gam Yerushim Lashayachim Shnare. It's not going to help from Kain the Shtar. Because they're fakir. The Yerushim are trying to say that. That he was a cotton, and therefore the kuchas had no right to be typhus the field. And therefore it's not going to help Kim Star, right? They want to say that he was a cotton. The Russian was saying he's a cotton, therefore Kim Star is going to work against them. They need Adam that he's a cotton. The only eighth is to prove to pull the kid out. The Gemara, how can I miss Tavra? When the Kamar Lahu, Yatim Mishayim Lenavloi, Vishtiku, and they were quiet. They said, what are we keep telling? We can't be Menavol. Nival Mace. You can't pull the mace out. And then they accepted that. Yeah, Mishlam B'nei Mishpacha Kamari, Mishmach Yishtiku, Eliyam L'kuchas Kamari, Amai Shaski, Le Mele, Anan, Zuzi Yavina Le, Lenavel, Venonavel. We gave this kid money. He bought the karka. We're not going to get it. Let it be Menovel. I don't care. Lenavel, Nalag Nerjbam. Ainan Chayshim, Mibashtoi. Ahain Shaski, Kadesh, Lenavel, Kroibam. Lenavel, Nalavel. Ainan Chayshim, Mibashtoi. Shainoi, Kroivenu. Mibsadenu. Is Maruba. Ima Shumha lawyer. This is not wouldn't be right. How come alo? Chada diatem Rishayim Menavel. And even if you say I don't care and we want to be Menavel, we want to get our money. Void ki tame luzuzi shakel. Menavel Menavel. Simana Masuli Shtan is Achamisa. That's not going to help. Shasan, this Gemara about this Nivel Mace business comes up in an interesting Shaila. Lagabe, Naid Behuda, famous. It's actually famous Naid Behuda, part of it. That whether you not, when you're allowed to do an autopsy to figure out a certain machla, someone had a certain machla, you want to be able to study what went wrong, and in order to be able to prevent future. Cure for this thing, or see what the problem was, then you could prevent it for other people in the future.
Same thing if like someone's.
That was a child. What?
Same thing if there's like a serial killer out and kill somebody.
Why would that be like that?
Because they could do an autopsy to possibly figure out what he did, like to get him.
Okay. So the Yuda says that you can't do that. Why? That's the whole. She's an Yuda. They even though it's a sharp koch nefesh. See, he's talking about this of being nana from a mace. Yeah? It's also being nana from a mace. It's not clear to me why this is called being nana from the mace. You know, you're just starting it, you're not being nana from the mace physically.
You are, you're going to get a cure.
Yeah, but you're not being nana from the mace. By starting the mace, you can get a cure, but it's not enough directly from the mace. So that's why, it's not my question, but mice, that's how they're done, it's not enough. And it's even hard to cook nefesh daicha. That he said, that's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be a chayil fanecha. In other words, b'kuch nefesh daicha, like the Chaznish says, the marshal, you can't go ahead and build roads on Shabbos. I think it's based on Rabbi Yehuda. You can't build roads on Shabbos because chances are that in the next 50 years, someone will use this road if it's a quicker way to get to the hospital. So you know, there's no chayil here, but eventually someone's going to be able to use this, get to the hospital faster based on this road. Oh, so you're allowed to build a road on Shabbos? No, says the Chazon Ish, because it has to be a chayil fanecha. So Meila, okay, so that's the issue. Now, it was a ma'is in Shahaya, apparently, and it's a ma'is in London, where there was a v'kuch about that. And so there was rais back and forth. So the one that asked it, he wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara.
What was the case there?
Someone died. No. The case with the autopsy. Someone died. They wanted to do an autopsy in order to figure out, to understand the machla better. They should be able to prevent in the future. So the oyster wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says, "Yatim v'shoyle navloi." So you see that there's a problem with the mace. So there also is a problem with the mace. By doing the autopsy, there's a problem with the mace. So the matir said that there is just a shayla mamon in our Gemara. It's not no right from our Gemara. Our Gemara, the nivul meis for money, that Rabbi Kiva is saying you can't do. But with shayla of koch nefesh, it's also nefashis, maybe you could. Oh, then the doich the raya b'chlau, because fakir, our Gemara says, other Abba. Our Gemara says, maskan of our Gemara is, that's only the family that was going to accept it. But if it was the kuchos, they say, what do you mean? We paid money. Let it be menovel. It's adarabba. You see, from our Gemara, that it's for a tzairach, there's no problem to the mace. The Gemara doesn't say, Rav Kiva says, even if you can lose your money, you can't be menovel the mace. Right? So adarabba. You see that for a tzairach, you could be menovel the mace. The maskana. Only the family, they're super sensitive, and they're not going to want to do it. Because even if a child losing money, the mice they're more in tune. They're not going to want to do it. But it's not the etzem halacha. It's a nivul mace. You see the other halacha. It's not a problem.
We could just
the Gemara says that if it's lekuchas, they'll say let him be menovel. I don't care. He owes me money, right? And Rav Kiva didn't argue. The Gemara says he just said, okay, manav shach. If the problem of nivul meis. Elma, you don't care about nivul meis. Anyway, it's not going to help because of the suh l'shtanis. But the Rekivis wasn't arguing them on their time, they're right. So, mainly, you see, the other Abba, the Tzairach, there's no problem of nivul meis. Look to Maravaita. Shal, Rabbi Shimon Lokesh, Rabbi Eichanan. Zusha Shanui of Mishnah. Bakapara, Mishnah Bakapara. Haresh Hay Eichel Sada. Uba b'cheskas shein shaloi. B'kara ol v'echad ira, loyma shalihi. V'hoitzi zes aynai, loyma shemacharta li, oish nesata li matana. So Reuven is machzik in a field, Shimon comes says it's mine, Reuven pulls out a shtar, that says he gave it to matana, he bought it from him. Im amar eini makir b'shtar zem aylam. So the Ma'ar says, I don't even talk about it. This is a forgery. He's kind of a shtar b'chay samav. Yeah, Im Omar, so if he's kind of a shtar, he claims a forgery. Once he's kind of a shtar, it's obviously not a forgery. So you get to keep the field. Im Omar shtar pasim hu, ze, oy shtar mona, shemacharti l'cha, v'y nesata, l'idamim. Let's say it was a fake shtar. But the shtar was written before you actually paid. It was written for whatever reason. But Maisa, I trusted you, I gave you the shtar, and you're going to pay me afterwards. It was just to make it look like you bought this expensive piece of property. It looks good. People think you're rich. Then, Imiyesha Edim, Holchach Edim. If they're Edim, then knew what happened. Fine. Vimlav, Holchach Rashtar. Let's hear Shabbat. Shtar Pasim. Okay, this is new. Sefer Koi. Leila Mary. Shtar Pasim. So all this is lead up to that, as we're going to see in a second. Shtar Pasim. Shepiasti Meni, Lichta Mechor Shtar Mechira. Azik Chabashir. Kerechar Kois. Tom, you begged me to write you a shtar. It looks good that you know you're a big property owner. Shtar mana hemanticha limsa l'cha shtar mechira. Okay, mishkabalti adamim. Okay, so lema. So what does Shlokish want? Lema meiri. Dam mayu b'shtar shakos v'ein tzarich l'kaimoi. V'leir abanim. Why? Meir says. So what do? So what's the question over here? If you hold that Moedushash Kosvoi ain't Tarach L'Kaimoi, so then we say Nachma. If you hold Moedushash Kosvoi ain't Tarach L'Kaimoi, that means that you're not them with Amigu. That means once you mighty wrote the shtar, tough luck. So over here also saying, once he's mighty wrote the shtar, even though he claims that the shtar passed the shtar mana, chore is a migu, he could have said it's mezuyif. Instead he said, I wrote the shtar, but it's a bogus shtar. So what do we see from here? He's not nemen. There's no edim. He just had the shtar. Halach achar shtar. Shtar says he bought it. So this brayis has to hold like a mayor. The mayor b'shash kasvay ain't zarach l'kaimoi. The fact that he's mayda is enough. And you know he has a migo. We say it's not the migo is not. That's where Shlokish asks Rabbi Yechonah. Le Rabbanan. As Mechadish, man, Rabbanan about this. Amalei loy. Shani Aimer, different hakol, my Shash Kosva, it's all Kaimer. I was no machlaikis. Shani Aimer, the Dushbam. Confarish the Kamein. Chipol Rabbanan, Vamri, my Bishash Kosva, it's all Kaimer. Hani Mili, Hechadik Aidim. The Mari Leila Shtora. U Poison Hasimas Atzman. Raise a possible slogodal. Hilkuk, I've got the Maidu Loy Visha Kosva. It's all Kaimer. Because the Aidim are saying that. We were apostle, Mishnah Subis, in the second parak, done for next month, that over there is the Edim are saying that there's a problem with the Shtar, right? So Edim are Nemon, but, so even though Loiv is mighty wrote it, since the Edim are saying that was possible. They were possible. They were tandem, they were psulim, whatever it was. Therefore, you have to mekayim it to knock out the eidim. Ava b'hachta bar kapara the loy v'gufe kapasalei v'loy eidim. So then, kiven the moed shekasva lafka kamine the main mishnah possible who lafka moed shezal kaim. Once he's moed and he wrote it, then we say it's a good shtar. And I, you're saying the shtar pasim, you're not that one. Shenkem Eidim, Eidim have more than amanis. The Eidim are saying that we wrote the shtar. Even the Loiv are saying the shtar was written, but Eidim are saying they're apostle. Eidim are neman. That's where the machlekes is, right? As the Gemara is going to explain. Mitzvah Paul, it's not Eidim manu paisle. They were mayor chamayim and amanis. Right? So you see, they're arguing. There is a machlekes whether the shtar is called chachamim or not. Rameh says, ain't nemanim. Rameh says, ain't nemanim. Rameh says, ain't nemanim. Rameh says, ain't nemanim. The fact is, it still does not, it's his own kind, right? Amalei, I eidim alimi, marish tara, ihu kol kamine. Just because we see that by eidim, the manamen, it says, Mayim shal kasme as tzarech l'kaimai, that's a mayor, but not by the life. Look to Rishba. I eidim alimi, the hasam amri eidim, so eidus hinu. Iu kol kamine b'tmir chiyesh kach mi'ar aloy v'loymar eini chayiv klum v'ochu aminon ha'pesh also pesh hitter chiv nom aloy v'kasaf nishtar zeh efesh star pasim ashtar amonu, but still, even though I wrote it, but star amonu n'mal ashakim mokim eidim loy aminon, says Rishbam. Why is it the ma'im shal shakasa by aloy v'a it ain't Sarah Lakaima? Why don't you know what a Migu? You have Pesh Asar. You could have said it was Mizuyev. It says the Rajbam, it's like a Migu Makam Eidim. Mal Shaka Makam Eidim, Lord, meaning that, why? Where's the Eidim? Where's the Eidim that say it was a good star? It says the Rajbam, and on Sahadi, the Lav Shtar Manu. The Eidim, the Shtar Manu, Pasim, Lord Chasmi, Menin Lakasim, and I'm praying for Basic Subas. You're not allowed to write a Shtar, a Manu Shtar Pasim. So there is a chazaka that Eidim don't sign a shtar pasim. If Eidim don't sign a shtar pasim, then he'll claim him and lemeim a shtar manu. Therefore, either you have a migu, it's like a migu makam Eidim, it's migu makam an sadi. That's only when it's the leiva. But Eidim themselves have an amanus. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei, Malei b'shimcha amru, Yafe, Iruru, b'nei b'shpacha, Shekasav, the bnei mishpacha are moida that the shtar was written. Shekasav naisim matana, kiven the amri katan haya. Nemanim, achi iskayim hashtar. Mechay sama. Nemanim, achi iskayim hashtar. Mechay sama. Alma moib shash kasvay ledidan. Because Rechlin said, Yof iru bnei mishpacha. Bnei mishpacha have a good taina. Bnei mishpacha have a good taina. So, well, why do they have a good taina? You know, the Moed the Shtar was written, and they're claiming there was a cotton. Okay, but there's a star here. If your Moed is a star, you're not nemen against the star. We said it's a chazaka, as Rechlin said before, it's a chazaka. Then the star was written to God. Amalai, zu elaza amra. Ani loy mardav zemaylam. I never said it. Amar Zera is the mocker. Amar Zera yichbar, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Elaza Talmidai. Okay, so Rabbi Yechanan could deny that he ever said it. When it comes to his Talmud. Yeah? The Talmud claims he said it.
Rosh does it all the time.
I never said it, right? But Yichbar Rabbi, is he gonna deny what his Rebbe said? I'm Rabbi Yanai. I'm a Rebbe. Moed b'shtar shekasvay. Tzarech l'kaimai. V'am Rabbi Yechanan. Rebbe. Loi m'shaseinu hizu. When Rabbi Yanai gave the shear, Rabbi Yanai said, "May b'shtar shekasvay, tzarech l'kaimai." Yeah, it means you're neman against the shtar. Rabbi Yechanan said, "What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. Chom maimim, may tzchal v'raya. Our Mishnah. Ein raya b'kim shtar." So what do we see? What do Chom say? Hamaizach Abeiroi, all of Araya, Yatin Kaim Nishtar. So we see that Maizashash Kosvoi, Sarach Lakaim. Yeah, v'yichbar Rabbi Yanai, look Rashbam, mitmiya. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi, am Rabbi Yechon behead, it's all kaima. So you could deny what Rabbi Lazar said b'shmai, but you can't deny what he told his Rabbi. Bram nirin the up. So again, Rabbi Yanai said, "Mishnah chasvay it's all kaima." Rabbi Yechon said, "It's a fresh Mishnah. Our Mishnah come say that you need a raya. A mitzvah of raya." The Makabel has to bring a raya, even though the Noi says Maidi wrote the star, but then he claims he was a Shemra. And he asked the Makayim, how does he bring the raya? Became stars. Rechlin says, well, we'll see in a minute, but he's saying Chayim became stars. Bram, near Rabbi Yosef, Dama Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Zudir Chamim. Avram Meir Aymer, my Shash Kosa, Tzarech L'Kaimai. Bram Nin Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zeir Kamalei. But also the truth say, the Mai Dam Rabbi Yechanon, we have a problem. Right? Rabbi Yechanon tells Rish Lakish that everyone holds my Shash Kosvai. He says, no Machlekes. Everyone holds that by my Shash Kosvai, and Tzarech L'Kaimai. If it's just the Lev himself, not Adam. And here, he seems to be saying, Tzarech L'Kaimai. Chum hold Tzarech L'Kaimai. Chum and our Mishnah hold Tzarech L'Kaimai. So what's going on? So we say, Reb Zeir is answering. Reb Zeir Kamalei, Vassal Trutzei, Temaidem, Bechel Shlokish. Leel, Shani Aymer, Vedivrei, Hakol, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Hainu taima, the sphere of Rabbi Yechanan, the mapchinon, masnisin, ramei rabbana. The sphere of rabbanon, ein tzarech l'kaimai, in farash vazel. So, why the come Rabbi Yechanan? The rabbanon, ein tzarech l'kaimai, lav dafka, am jalib rabbanon kama, the ein tzarech l'kaimai, chosh al give rakol. So, Zera says that we go to Rabbi Yosef, that says, Zudim Chamim. Our Meir says, "My Rishash Kosva Tzarech L'Kaimai." The Hainu, "My Divra Kol Rabbanon Rabbi Meir Divra Koli." So Rabbi Yosef switches it around. Rabbanon are the ones that say, "Ain't Tzarech L'Kaimai," and Rabbi Meir is the one that says, "Tzarech L'Kaimai." So therefore, when Rabbi Yechon says, "Everyone holds." Ain't Tzarech L'Kaimai, and you're not them to say there's a problem with the star when it's not Edim. What he means the Chum hold that. And Meila, there's no Machlekes. The Meila, but Kila is no Machlekes. We disregard the Meila. All right.